This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't like to say people should lose their job because, you know, hey, you know, people got families, you know, things can go certain ways, and, you know, in certain businesses, that it affects a lot of people. Shouldn't have to do that. But somebody over there with the Astros and the Daikin Park over there, somebody needs to lose their job. However you want to call it, fired, you can't come in here no more. We're going to relieve you of your duties. We're laying you off. Like, somebody has to lose their job.
Pack up your locker.
Yeah, we don't have to be rude about it, but somebody, the Yordan Alvarez thing, and by the way, Zach DiCenzo, who is on the IL with left hand inflammation, I'll just assume his is broken too.
These nuts.
And listen, the Astros, I've never had any problems with the Astros. I'm certain they probably don't love this. Is there listening to the number one sports show here in Houston.
The top-ranked show in the city.
But they can't have the Yordan Alvarez situation, Luke and Tyler, cannot happen. And not, obviously, this isn't a standalone thing. This is the second time that they have had their best player. This is the second time they've had a huge, huge piece to this team. Kyle Tucker last year and Yordan Alvarez this year. And they have apparently either misjudged an injury, lied about it. I don't even want to get to the Lance McCullers, how we went from him pitching in 2022. And then the next time we saw him was 2025. There was, I would assume, some misjudgment in that one. But to come away with bone bruise and then, Kyle Tucker did have a fracture in his shin. Just inflammation, and this cat keep coming, telling you, no, something's off, something hurts. I'm in pain, you know, and continue to let him swing, work on it, do all this stuff, and then to come back, we did catch it. It actually is a fracture.
Which end was he looking from?
I don't know. To the late Sylvester Turner.
R.I.P.
Yeah, we lost him. But this is inexcusable. This can't happen. I don't know if... I would imagine it's probably not good that he continued to work on it. As we now know, he is just completely being shut down. You would think maybe... It should have been completely shut down when it was at an 100% break. Tyler, you said it before the show. Hey, man, damn, this was bad luck. All right, this happened. This was bad luck. No, man, this didn't happen too many damn times.
Yeah. Now,
the Kyle Tucker might have been bad. Well, the Lance McCullers might have been bad luck. But No, man, this is too many damn times. Somebody cannot keep being the one that they go to when it comes to these injuries, because this is Yordan Alvarez, and now there's not even a timetable with how long he sits. This cannot happen, and it is happening too many times. And now anyone who texts in and people who feel the use of, I think it's a fair thing to say, hey, man, why we have all these elbow injuries? Why we have all these injuries with pitchers? Is it something that, like, I'll say this, Luke, and you can go, I'm telling you, Ronald Charles Hughley II.
The showman.
Some of you called the show. This guy, I'm telling you, this is for me, not Luke, not Tyler. This is for me. It is hard for me to believe that the Astros are getting the best when it comes to medical treatment, when it comes to trainers, when it comes to this. I do not believe, and I could be wrong, I could be dead wrong on this, Luke and Tyler, I do not believe that if every team in Major League Baseball had these issues, that it would be as bad for those teams as it is for the Astros. I'm sorry. Like I said, I could be dead wrong on this, Luke, but this, like, they got a problem over there.
Yeah, and the irony is the location, too, that you are in Houston with this great, you know, it's a great medical city. Elsewhere, maybe Lance McCullers is back after 3 months instead of 3 years. Who knows? But
or maybe we diagnose this immediately, yeah, and just go and tackle it.
Right.
And to not say, yeah, man, maybe we can rehab through these bone spurs without surgery.
It sounds harsh calling for, or potentially calling for someone's job, but it's not based off of this one example. If this was the first time this has happened with this organization, it would seem like an overreaction. But the fact that, as you laid out, this has become a common occurrence for the Astros, especially with the pitchers, where A, the amount of injuries that occur, and then B, the amount of setbacks that then occur with those pitchers as they try to work their way back from the original injuries, is not good. And I think Dana Brown's comments were damning over the weekend, where on the flagship he was interviewed about this whole Yordan situation. I think it was yesterday after this news came out. And he said we could have done things differently and acknowledged they missed this in their first scans way back on, I think it was May 6th. And then also, if I understand correctly, Yordan got this news because he went to a different independent doctor away from the team.
Luke, Yordan's words sounds like he don't trust these jokers
at
all.
I don't blame him.
And I don't know why you would.
Right. So these are all very bad signs for the Astros organization and certainly the medical staff, that it seems like they just keep botching these things. And how did you miss this originally? How did you let this go on? You acknowledge, yeah, we probably didn't handle it the best, let alone it's your star hitter. And then he has to go elsewhere for a second opinion just to figure out what truly is going on. It's all a terrible look for the way that this has gone for the Astros. And I also find it interesting that, you know, I would question, like, Jim Crane and ownership, or even Dana Brown in the front office. Like, aren't you tired of this? Don't you want to do something different or make a change? Because if you're ownership, you're just throwing money away with these pitchers or these guys, Kyle Tucker last year, that you're paying some of your best players that aren't even out there. And if you're the front office, you should be so frustrated with this process of you're told one thing, and then you find out, actually, Yordan has a pretty serious injury that's going to keep him out for a while, and you could have done things differently in how you conduct your business around this roster weeks ago. So I'm also surprised that this continues to happen, that this is allowed to continue to happen by both ownership and front office. You'd imagine they'd want different results as well, just like how frustrated the fans are.
Do you think I'm being too hard on this, fellas?
No, it's a problem. It's a massive problem.
Like you said, they could not, like, at some point, if I'm Jim Crane, like, look, fellas, man, this thing may have, the Dodgers staff would have maybe in the same position. Whoever staff may be in the same position. But I got to do something different, fellas.
Yeah.
Like, we got to, like, it's just like a coach. Like, I got to do something different, man. Yeah, you know, you may still be able to do your job and maybe catch on somewhere. But, like, where's J.P. France? The hell is J.P. France? I'm scared to death when I saw Luis is going to throw a bullpen session over the weekend. How many stops and starts he had?
Yeah.
Where art thou?
Is Urquidy, is he alive? I know that he's not with the Astros anymore, but let's hope he's alive. But, I mean, can he throw? Good God, it's insane. And you talked about it. They're throwing away money. What they have done like the money that they have just punted on with Lance McCullers is insane.
Oh my God.
They're like, this is inexcusable. There is no way. What do you mean? Now we're shutting them down. This is Jordan effing Alvarez. This is your best player.
Jordan.
My man, like Jordan looked like he's like, hey man, I'll go out here and take some swings, but man, this S is hurting.
Hey, coach.
Like there's no way any of them. Everybody in there has got their own doctor. No way anybody could trust any of them. None of them.
The other thing, too, I didn't like Dana Brown said about, in hindsight, he said maybe we shouldn't have let Jordan fight through this. That's another part, whereas the training staff or the team, you have to, all these great athletes want to be out there. You have to protect them from themselves sometimes.
Got to protect them from themselves. They're competitive-ass people. They're going to tell you they're okay. They're going to tell you they want to be out there. No, you have a fracture.
Yeah, so that's a red flag to
Tyler,
me, too.
You said something before the show that
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That I thought was good. You said your belief when this first happened, some of these injury things was happening, was just they're trying to be coy. And like New England Patriots, Bill O'Brien with the Texans, kind of coy of, yeah, man, we ain't gonna give you like the Texans. We'll talk about CJ because we have news on that. Like the Texans, everybody's on their same on their own
got their own unique workout
level,
plan, man.
Their time frame. Like you thought it was that. Now you've come to a place where you feel different about the injury stuff.
Correct. Yeah, and this is, you've laid it out beautifully. I mean, this has been an ongoing issue and becoming a bigger problem in our eyes the more it becomes evident. This has been going on, this injury and how the Astros go about reporting these injuries. This problem has been around a while. And my thinking from the beginning was this is a problem, but, you know, this is them doing their, as you say, New England Patriots impersonation. This is them being tight-lipped, trying to get every competitive, air quotes, advantage they can. And now it's happening so much and in such a big way, like what we're saying with Jordan, who's arguably the best hitter in baseball right now, that I got to step back and think, okay, hold on.
I'm not even 100%.
I don't even know if they're being tight-lipped now. It might just be incompetence. I do not know if the people in care of the health of these players are competent enough or if it's a blend of the two.
I think if you are a psycho fan like Tyler or just any kind of fan.
Guilty.
Of the Astros, I think it is fair to wonder, do the guys handling these players, are they completely understanding of what they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if Ronnie really had it.
had a UCL blown.
Yeah. Go see an independent doctor for your second opinion.
He did go get a second opinion. I do remember that. Maybe he might need to get a third.
Yeah, away from the team. I do agree. The Kyle Tucker thing last year seemed like a lack of transparency in that gamemanship. This, with Yordan, just reeks of not knowing what you're doing.
Well, when I hear the Yordan thing, it makes me think, at what point did they figure out, oh, God, this thing in a bone bruise with Kyle Tucker, this is a fracture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you said it, last time we were on together, they made Kyle Tucker look bad.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.